A former top U.S. envoy to the Middle East says elections are key to resolving a Palestinian future without Yasser Arafat. Municipal elections scheduled there for next month have been widely embraced, and Ambassador Dennis Ross says efforts to elect top officials could help bring an end to continued violence between Palestinians and Israelis.
Elections can be a tool towards creating a bridge again between Israelis and Palestinians. I would like to see us call for a three-way dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians to prepare the ground for elections. You can't just call for elections. You have to have conditions in which they can be held. Today, you couldn't hold them because of the violence. You have to work out understandings between the Israelis and Palestinians. Where will the Israeli military be? Where will it not be? What will the Palestinians do? How can they raise the cost in Palestinian terms to those who would violate calm as a way of frustrating elections? All this has to be discussed and worked out. It would mean you're reconstituting a dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians. But to make it work, I think it has to be a three-way dialogue, and I think we have to get back in the diplomatic game.
And what specific steps should the Bush administration take at this point to get the peace process back on track?
Well, I would do the following. Number one, I would have us explain and call publicly for elections after a transition period, after there's a caretaker government, which will be put in place by Palestinians on their own. Two, I would have us focus on the role of international monitoring and supervision for those elections so that Palestinians know that they will be free and fair elections. Three, I would have us arrange for a trilateral discussion between ourselves, the Israelis, and the Palestinians to begin the process of trying to figure out, can you create the circumstances, conditions, and environment for elections? And lastly, I would take advantage of that dialogue also to begin a discussion between Israelis and Palestinians on how could you coordinate on the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. The Israeli withdrawal from Gaza creates an opening. It puts Palestinians in a position where they know they have to be able to control themselves, be responsible for themselves. But that also isn't going to happen on its own. How can you ensure that the Israeli withdrawal is one where there's basically a handoff of land and settlements to the Palestinians on the one hand, and Palestinians are assuming responsibilities on the other?
If the United States doesn't seize this opportunity, get involved, is there a chance that the Israelis and the Palestinians will and can move forward on their own?
I doubt it. I think the legacy of the last 4 years weighs very heavily on both. Even though the Arafat departure will create a sense of expectation and possibility, it will also create, I think, risks as well. And you've got to create some momentum behind the elections idea so you also raise the cost to anybody on the Palestinian side of thinking about using violence. Palestinians, as a public, want elections. 67% of them registered to vote in the elections for the municipalities. These will be the first elections in the municipality since 1976. So I think it's very important that we get immediately involved in a way that raises the profile of elections and also uses the fact of elections to be a basis on which to get Israelis and Palestinians talking together again.
Dennis Ross was envoy to the Middle East during President Clinton's two terms. He is also author of The Missing Piece, the inside story of the fight for Middle East peace.